USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The University of North Carolina is issuing an all-clear following the hunt for an armed and dangerous person on campus. Police swarmed the school earlier, and the campus was on lockdown for several hours. The next Atlantic hurricane is taking aim at North America.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
Much of Southern California is facing an excessive heat warning through Tuesday night. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Wofford says it's going to be hot.
The valley areas will reach close to 110 today, and some of the mountains will reach around 105, the lower mountain elevations. And downtown LA, probably in the lower 90s, and the beaches mostly in the 80s.
The same temperatures are expected on Tuesday, then things will start to cool off. The death toll after the wildfire in Lahaina remains at 115. Three more victims' names were publicly released on Sunday. 43 victims have now been identified publicly. Missouri's ban on transgender health care for minors took effect Monday. A St. Louis circuit judge recently denied a request for a preliminary injunction, meaning that the ban could become law. It prevents transgender minors from accessing hormone therapies, puberty blockers, and transition surgeries. President Biden's re-election team is reportedly upset by California Governor Gavin Newsom's push for a televised debate against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Biden's advisors view Newsom's actions as a potential shadow presidential campaign, which comes at a time when many Democrats prefer an alternative candidate for the 2024 election. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump is also facing three other criminal cases. Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. If you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most.
Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent.
Gran Turismo is taking a modest victory lap after barely crossing the finish line ahead of Barbie in this weekend's box office race. The movie took in $17.3 million in its debut weekend. In its sixth week of release, Barbie earned $17.1 million. Last week's number one, Blue Beetle, came in third. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?